welcome to the Jim Baker Family Show, coming to you from the village of Morningside, USA, snuggled in the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Today, our special guests are the co-founders of Divine Health and our dear friends, Dr. Don and Mary Culver. Our co-hosts today are Maricela Woodall, Mondo De La Vega, and I'm Tammy Sue Baker. And now, direct from Gray Street at Morningside, USA, here's your hosts, Pastors Jim and Lori Baker.
Woo! Thank you, Tammy Sue Baker, and welcome everyone to Gray Street.
Yes.
This is a very important program.
It is.
I want you to stay tuned, call your friends. We have in the house one of the great doctors of our world. We
That's
have Dr.
Right.
Don Colbert.
Yes.
And his wonderful wife, Mary.
Yes.
Mary and Don are two of our best friends.
They really are.
Is that all right to say?
Absolutely.
We just love them so much.
They, absolutely.
They have a doctor that cares for us.
Amen.
And we got
truly
news we're going to bring to you a little bit today, but we're going to mainly talk about your health.
Yes.
And in the audience, if you have a question you want to ask Dr. Don and Mary, because they're going to be with us for a few days,
yes,
and
yes,
we're going to take notes, and you can write, send your notes up here, okay?
You learn so much. Stay tuned.
So you folks that are
the ushers.
Do we have ushers?
Ushers?
Give the people a piece of paper if they don't have
yes
it. And if you want to ask, because as we go along, you might want to ask some questions. Dr. Don, how are you doing?
Doing wonderful. Thank you.
For
praise
being here,
God.
Guys. We love you.
Well, thank you. It's always
best
exciting.
Have you discovered any new things?
Oh.
No, like, I mean, that's been
Jim,
your life.
Jim, I tell you, it's so exciting because we can honestly say we are led by the Spirit of God.
You really are.
I just got back from an advanced cancer seminar, and you say, cancer? You don't even treat cancer. The Holy Spirit wants us to learn the answers for even cancer.
Yeah.
That's a book I'm working on the next couple of years. Because he has the answer to cancer.
Yes.
And so, again, he led me to study under some German doctors who do this in Germany quite a bit.
Yeah.
It was at Emory University
correct
in Atlanta, and it was a very small group by invitation only. Mm-hmm. And they invited him to come and listen.
Well,
they
signed up. Very expensive seminar. These are not cheap.
No. Right.
Yeah. Okay.
Right.
And again, but what I learned is
amazing. I just want to ask you, I've known you for many years, and you keep spending most of your extra funds, I would say,
you're right,
to
right
learn.
To
it's
learn.
True.
Because
and you go all over the world.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And
you're right.
You have, and I want to thank you
yes
for being
well
my doctor.
I'm just
right
obedient to the Holy Spirit, and that's the reason. He yeah compels me to go.
Yes, he does.
My
he
doctors
the
told me that I would be on dialysis 2 years ago, I think now. Mm. It's good time goes by. But, and that was the fear of my life. The thing I wanted most is to not go on
sure
dialysis.
Right.
And you said, there's hope.
Absolutely. There's
you
always
are a
hope
doctor of hope.
Amen.
Amen.
That's God, because
amen
I'm again, I'm led by the Spirit of God. He's in me, and I know his voice.
That's so right. I'm not on dialysis yet.
Praise God.
And
you're not going to be on dialysis
amen
in Jesus' name.
Okay. In fact, the doctor who said I was going to be on, the last time I went to him, because you have all the local doctors, and then you're my specialist, I guess I know you. And so, but, it, and he said,
Well, he was your specialist. That's your nephrologist.
Two
right
years ago,
right
he said,
kidney specialist.
You're, by Christmas, he said, this is 2 years ago, Christmas, he said, you'll be on dialysis. And oh, no, because you know, dialysis, you have to do it every day. You have to.
Right.
Well, 3 days a week
hours
for 3 hours.
Right.
3 hours. Have to
right
have a shunt put in your form.
Right.
And they take your blood out and put it in
right
or whatever they do with
it's
it.
It's not fun.
And, You wouldn't accept that.
No, I didn't. I said, Jim, we need to change your diet.
Yeah.
We need to take away what's stressing your kidneys.
Yes.
We need to put out which support put the foods and the nutrients in that support your kidneys.
That's right.
And the diet is the key.
It is.
Now your kidneys are doing better, and they don't see that. And
that's
I see
right
this all the time.
It's so true.
And I'm so thankful.
Yes.
My kidneys are working.
Yes.
And they're still working.
Yeah.
And I think they're getting stronger. I mean,
they are getting better.
I'm feeling
but
stronger.
You're letting your food be your medicine. One of the key foods we have you on is
okay
that good high polyphenol olive oil.
That's right.
Now, that's great for your kidney.
Yeah, I take it every day.
Yes.
Every
doctor,
day.
I want to ask you something. I have many different things, and other people do. How many have more than one ailment? Raise your hand. Come on. Raise your hand,
well,
Grandma and Grandpa.
Believe me, you really do.
You have more than one thing you're dealing with.
Jim,
I've
you're
learned.
The only one.
No, I've I'm learned. No, over 60, you probably have more than one. But, yes.
But here's the thing. That you people, this is why you must know. You must study. And we're getting, the news today is terrible. But I'm going to give you a little bit of news, and then I'll get doctor to get us well again after I give you the news. Mm-hmm. But here's the thing. I was taking some things that hurt my kidneys.
Yes.
So now listen to me, people. He had to take me off some things that was helping something over here, but it was destroying my kidneys.
Right.
Isn't that right?
Two key things were hurting your kidneys majorly, your blood pressure and your sugar.
But, so then your doctors will fix one thing. Now, I'm a diabetic supposedly, but my numbers stay down pretty
good. Good.
But there's a medicine for diabetes that's the most popular one probably, they tell me anyway. It's death in the long run. It's just terrible.
It can affect some patients.
I'm not a doctor, so I can't say.
Right.
But I've read an article the other day. I shouldn't read, but I get in trouble when I read all this stuff. But you know, it says if your doctor's giving you this, run away from him.
Well, again, unfortunately, some doctors don't monitor those kidney functions, which is critical to do, because even good, healthy meds and hormones can eventually stress your kidneys. Mm-hmm. For example, even testosterone, which I love for most men and women, especially over 60.
Yeah.
Is so important for them, but if you take too much, it'll raise your blood pressure and stress your kidneys.
Right.
So again, it's that right amount, and we don't want to spike the level where it raises the blood pressure. Mm-hmm. We want to just.
But what do doctors do today?
They don't have enough time to spend
with
patients.
They don't have time.
No. But that's the problem
there. Lori and I came to you last month, and what did we spend in your office? 3 hours?
At least, probably.
Oh, yeah.
I spend a lot of time with patients because, again, I got to get to the root.
You do.
And, in
and
your
you
case,
pray for your patients.
Oh, absolutely. We cast demons out of patients.
He
You minister.
Yeah, absolutely.
You minister in spirit.
Jim is so funny.
He
so
gets
many,
rid of those
so many of my patients come in and they say, I feel like you're my pastor.
It's true.
And they say, they come in for their assignments. Okay, what do you want me to study in the Word now?
Yes.
And I give them assignments of what to study, what CDs or DVDs to watch.
Really
like
do.
I love Rick Renner and I love Ken Copeland and I love Andrew Womack and I love these great Jonathan Kahn.
Feast on
great
the word.
Men of God. Yes. You know what's so exciting, guys?
Yeah.
I am so excited every day because I get to get up and instead of turn on the news, I get to hear the good news.
Yeah. You
the Lord has me now listening to Papa Kenneth Hagin Sr. And it's back in the 80s and 90s.
Yeah.
And I will watch him for hours on how to be led by the Spirit. And I've been saying, wow, I've been doing this unconsciously or subconsciously. Mm-hmm. I didn't realize, but our conscience is the voice of the Spirit, man, provided you are full of God's Spirit.
Amen.
If you're not, you have the unregenerated Spirit. So I'm able to tie into the Spirit. I'm able to spend time with Brother Hagin. I just did it this morning again. And I get so full and overflowing. And then praying in the Spirit and then speaking the Word of God. Then you're led by the Spirit. And guess what? You don't have to. I turn the bad news off. I turn the good news on because I'm getting a full education of the living word, and it's going in me, and it's coming out of me, and it's setting the captives free.
Can I share something real quick? People, you ask him, why do you do this, Dr. Colbert? You have you spend thousands and thousands of dollars, and you have this unquenchable thirst to know. I mean, I've never met anyone in my life with such a drive to know. He gets on something, he's like a pit bull. He has got to look under every crevice and thing to find answers because he's passionate about this. We traveled with Benny Hinn for 30 years. A lot of people don't know that. And we worked the Miracle Crusades.
Yes.
And we'd go in and we would see the most incredible miracles.
Yeah.
And when Benny got attacked, they never came to him and interviewed him. To say, hey, were this real? We knew what was real and what was happening. Mm-hmm. But one night after one of the crusades, major, 60,000 people there, and we would go through, and Benny would be adamant about don't put anyone up there that you, Dr. Colbert, you don't think has really been touched and healed by God. He'd be very adamant about that. So Don would do this. So after one of the crusades, and I'll be real fast, but this will explain a lot. After the meeting, Benny Hinn, we were in the back with his group, the inner core, rehearsing what should have happened. And all of a sudden, Benny tensed up, and he goes, Jesus has just walked into the room. Well, the atmosphere of the, I kid you not, completely changed.
Now, this was about 25 years ago.
25 years ago.
Quite a long time ago.
Now, we knew Benny like we know you guys.
Right. Yes.
And if
right.
you all of a sudden sat up and said that, yes. I know you're not doing that to impress
exactly.
us.
Mm-hmm.
You know
That's
this
right.
has just happened. And so we all knew in the room, yeah. Benny's not doing this to impress us.
Mm-hmm.
Something's happening. He
yeah.
could see Jesus. He manifested in front of him. And he said, Doc, he's walking over to you.
Mm.
He's telling me to tell you, put your hands out. So Don obediently put his hands out. And then all of a sudden, Benny's face changed, and you could see his body changing. And he looks down, and he goes, Doc, I see a coffin, a golden coffin. Now, when he said that, I went, oh, boy. Okay, this is getting a little out there. I did,
yeah.
honestly.
Yeah.
In my mind, I did.
Yeah.
And then he says, he's reaching in, and he's got tools, doctor. They're golden tools. They look like surgeon tools. Mm. And he took them, and he goes, and he says, Jesus has taken them, and he's placing them in your hands.
Mm.
And he's telling me to tell you, you're no longer called to your city. You're no longer called to your state. You're no longer called to this country. You have now been called to the world.
Yes. That's good.
And he's placing these answers in you because he can trust you.
That's right.
And that's when he gave me the unquenchable desire to learn
from
the right knowledge.
From that moment on.
The
wow.
right knowledge to
Praise
put
God.
God's word with the natural things that we need in order to prevent and reverse disease.
For our wow. new viewers that we have every day more viewers. We
that's
do.
Right.
And
yes.
our network is in all the major cities in America now, and we want to greet everybody in Los Angeles and all those in New York and all those in Palm Springs and Palm Beach and all over mm-hmm. the world and all over America. And so I want everybody, if you haven't met Dr. Don Colbert, I really want to introduce you today
okay.
because I haven't done that. You were a board certified in the family practice for 25 years.
Correct.
And are you doing more anti-aging medicine, would you say, today?
I would say preventive and age management medicine, where
yes.
I literally put them on natural hormones, natural supplements, lifestyle changes, and teach them simply how to walk in divine health.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. And you, you've been my doctor for, I don't know how many, 25 years probably. I don't
a
know.
Long time.
But a long time. But you give me more encouragement than anybody on earth because I feel you're the greatest doctor in America. Forgive me, but
well, thank
I'm
you.
Prejudiced.
I just, I believe
I'm prejudiced.
He is.
I just love you so much.
I
There's
see
doctors
miracles,
much smarter than
hope.
Me.
You get
much
hope.
Smarter.
Just like in this new book
yes.
that's out,
Amen.
The Healthy
Amen.
Brain Zone. There's hope for you.
Jim,
God
there's
has
hope for
an
Alzheimer's.
Answer.
Jim, it's
God
so
has
easy.
An answer.
And I put it together in a program that people can easily start to do.
That's right.
It simply first starts with seeing a few key blood tests, which I do them now on most of my patients. Unfortunately, most doctors don't. I run a full blood panel, and especially homocysteine and the ApoE gene test, the Alzheimer's gene. See if you have the gene.
Okay,
and get that sugar down.
Okay, before we go.
All right.
Finish.
I'm finished the introduction.
Yes. And then we're going to go, we're going to teach you. It's
we're halfway
amazing.
Through the show and I don't want to introduce them. All. But you're the founder of Divine Health.
Yes.
That is a major corporation of right now, when you order, if the people at home order this Brain Zone book, and
yes.
if you don't have it, you better get it because let's work on it. If you think you're
yeah.
losing your mind, you know, I found a plaque when I got out of prison and it said, I went to a little gift shop, and it said, of all the things I lost, I miss my mind the most.
That's good.
Do you ever
That's
feel like
good.
That?
But you don't have to.
But
you don't have
this
to
book
miss
says
your mind.
You don't have to lose your mind.
Amen.
Amen.
I thought a year ago I was through. I actually had the stroke, especially. Wow. I thought I would not be able to stay on television. And, you know, I've got more of a passion.
Praise God.
To preach the gospel.
Amen.
Today, I'm determined, unless they drag me off.
Amen.
I want to stay on television.
Thank you, Lord. Yes.
And help warn people and get them prepared, because war is coming to the world. War is everywhere. Mm-hmm. Rumors of war, wars, all of them. The Bible says these are signs of the last days. And one of the great men of with the TV show that I trust a lot with that he says is
Mark Levin.
Mark Levin.
Right. Oh, yeah.
We love Mark. Have you ever heard of Mark Levin?
Oh, of course. I listen to Mark Levin. Love him. I watch him every Sunday night. Usually listen to his evening broadcast on the radio.
I think he's a national treasure.
He's wonderful. We love him. Love him, love him.
He's like a modern-day prophet.
He is. He is. And brilliant man. Constitutional attorney. Wonderful. We love him.
And Dr. Colbert, Don's the one who introduced us to, really, years ago. Mark Levin.
But
we started listening.
Amen.
I hate to put the negative into this, but I really believe in the next few years, should Jesus tarry and should unless we have a change of things in America, which doesn't look like it right now, we are going to have the most perilous times we've ever had. Mm-hmm. And some of the great leaders are going to be assassinated, because the people that hate Jesus, the people that hate, mm-hmm. I want to read some scripture to you. In 2 Peter 3, he says, first, I want to remind you that in the last days there will come scoffers yes. who will do everything wrong they can think of.
Wow.
That's from the Living Bible. And they laugh at the truth. That's what the Bible says. So don't be upset that all these crazy people, because Jesus said,
right.
They would come. They mm-hmm. would be in the last days. But a few days ago, Mark Levin flat out said, and I played it on TV the other day, we are going to go to war with China. And Mondo, you and I have been talking about it, and I wanted to get Dr. Don to comment on it. I've got so much, and they're going to be with me a few days, so we're going to be able to talk about a lot of things and talk about the brain zone that I'm concerned if, like an EMP bomb drops, the hospitals will close.
Right.
I want people to have healthy brains. Mm-hmm. I want us to be strong in
yes,
these last days.
Absolutely.
That's why I'm trying to get strong mm-hmm. so I can survive through troubled times and I can preach the gospel.
But listen, Mary, what did you say in the green room to me just a little bit ago? I mean, we saw each other. Mm-hmm. We were happy to see one another. And then Mary just said, Lori, and I said, now, Don, you just gave me, you just text me maybe a little bit of a bad report on my health. And he's going to talk to us about it later.
It's
you
not a bad
get
report.
To see
no,
it.
It's not.
He's going to teach us all something.
Easy to fix.
Through, easy.
Easy.
I'm an easy fix as long as I do what he says.
Yeah.
But I go over to Mary. We're hugging. We're great. She goes, Lori, we have to be. You say it. Strong.
We have got to be willing to live strong for where we're going, because we're going into some very dark times.
Perilous times.
We
yeah.
have been, and the church has been very guilty about this, very carnal. We have been carnally led in so many ways. God wants you spirit-led, but in order for you to be spirit-led, you've got to hear him.
Yeah.
Your brain has got to be functioning
yeah.
so that you do discern that that's him leading you. You have got to be walking with the Spirit of God stronger.
Yeah.
So that you can live longer for your children, your grandchildren, so they aren't destroyed. That is
Amen.
What's happening.
Amen.
That is what's happening.
This yeah. book right now.
That's right.
Dr. Colbert's Health Brain Zone.
Healthy Brain Zone.
Reversing memory loss.
Yes.
Reduce your risk of dementia and Alzheimer's. I want it to be number one and stay
yes.
there for a year, because mm-hmm. America needs this book.
Absolutely.
Now, Don is married to Mary Colbert,
yes.
who's the founder of a Nation Builders, a national prayer line dedicated to praying for the United States and for the wisdom of God.
Amen.
Mary's the author of the book, Prayer Changes Everything.
Yes.
And five principles to activate your faith. And I wanted to ask Dr. Don about what we heard Mark Levin say a few days ago, that we're going to war with China. And Mondo, quickly, why do you think we're going to war? This is important, people. Just stay with me. Why do you think? Why do you think we are going to war? You believe we are going to war?
Absolutely. I think we are.
We sent troops there today.
We have been at war and not even known that we have been in a tech war since 2015. The research goes back all the way to 2015 over a semi. Listen to this. We are at war is about to go into a level that we never prepared in America, let alone the world, over a semiconductor chip. Mm-hmm. Microchips are what oil used to be in the 80s.
Old people don't understand. Chips.
Semiconductor chips is what's running your refrigerator, is what's running your Ring cameras, is what's running your telephone, is what's running your iPad,
autos,
your telephones, anything that has to do with technology, your cars, everything
that
we have.
Now, Mark Levin said on his program, 90% of our computer chips come from Taiwan.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
Is that true?
Exactly. Listen, Taiwan is controlling
people,
the world.
People, listen. Listen.
Absolutely.
I know you turn off with this stuff. But this is why we are going to war. Mm-hmm. And America is going to be in a second war soon. I've said it, I predicted it, but I'm telling you, great minds are saying it, Mondo.
Semiconductor chips are controlling, or pharmaceutical industry is controlling every bit of technology used in hospitals today. And whoever gets to the mountaintop first will control destiny of the world.
Why does China want to attack Taiwan?
Because Taiwan owns 50% of the semiconductor chips in the world.
They make over 90% of the chips.
Absolutely.
And they want that chip market. We're not making enough.
Let me tell you something you're not hearing.
We had the chip manufacturer in our country from our college, and Taiwan hired that man. Because we weren't willing.
Let me tell you something you're not hearing, Jim. You're not hearing about this. Some of the machines in the hospitals that they use for operations, like with your heart or different brain operations, they have this chip and they've been hacked and people have died on the table because the machine malfunctions. And then they go in and they're checking, trying to find out the doctor's working with this and it malfunctions and then the person dies. And it's like, why did it malfunction? And they're coming in saying it was hacked.
Yeah.
But also the MRIs run on chips many times, or computer program, as well as CT scans. And they're hacking into these. And again, they're not able to repair them. They have to get a brand new one sometimes.
So people don't understand. Do you understand?
Wow.
In all these electric cars, they need these chips. And the war, I'm old, and so I remember war is tanks and bombs. Right. And war is cyber now.
Yeah.
It's all about technology.
They can turn our lights off with a bomb that doesn't destroy anything except shuts everything down.
Right.
And we could have an EMP war in America tomorrow. And you better be ready for lights out. But 90% of our computer chips come from Taiwan, Mondo.
Absolutely. Listen, the semiconductor chip is the advanced logic chip, is the most expensive, complex piece of silicon because it gives computers, smartphones, their intelligence in order to function as the leading nations of the world.
Why did we not get the chip, Mondo? This is what now Taiwan is building a factory in America. Did you know that?
In Arizona.
Now, that factory will be done when do you think, Mondo?
2024.
Not till 2024.
That's
correct. God, can we live to 2024? I'll tell you, our president that's in current power is going to do as much as he can to turn us to socialism, I think, before that time. We're in, I want to say, hell of a mess, but you'd think I'd be swearing, but it's a hellish mess that America is in. And these chips, we're going to war because China wants
Taiwan.
What Taiwan has.
Yes, and that China will most likely try and take over Taiwan
That's
in the next 2 years. Because they will have
it
the monopoly
on
the chips.
It may be in the next few weeks.
Or the next few weeks. We don't know.
We sent troops there today.
I don't know.
Taiwan?
I know, but we've been holding very valuable military supplies up for the last year and a half or so. They should have been getting those. We should have been protecting Taiwan over a year ago.
Taiwan's going to be the next war zone for America.
Most likely. And again, if they
do. And America, our president said, we're not going to let that happen. So then we'll have another war. We've already spent billions of dollars on the war in Ukraine, and now we're going to enter a war that is going to take billions
but
of
it's
dollars.
But it's more complicated because now you have China and Russia. Russia's got more nuclear missiles than any other country in the world.
And they're joining together.
And they're together, so they've got the power of Russia, nuclear arsenal, along with the economic power and the military power of China, which is literally unequaled on the earth when you combine those two together.
I'm so concerned about this. If I didn't know Jesus, I wouldn't even be able to sleep. But I'm
well,
praying
you'll
help me keep my blood pressure down.
Jim, listen, it's
all
this simple.
Hell is breaking
it
loose.
It is, but
we have sinned against God.
Yes, but
as
Jim,
it was in the days of Noah,
Jim,
this is the day we're living
you
in.
You can't focus on that. And what Jesus said, he said it best. He said, in this world, you will have tribulation.
Yeah.
Well, hey, can I tell you, World War III is major tribulation. But he says, but, be of good cheer. I have overcome the world.
Are we beginning a World War III, do you think? This is many scholars
are saying. We're knocking on the door of that. It depends really of what China does in the next few months. If they decide to invade Taiwan, yes, we're there.
I think we're already in World War III. And it's just, we're not seeing the bombs dropping and stuff. But the undercurrent is already in motion.
It's coming.
It's
been prophesied. We're going to be having World War III. And so, again, the prophecies in the Bible have been foretelling this for thousands of years. And so we will enter into World War III, and it will be in a very short period of time. It depends on the prayers of the people, whether it's sooner or later. It will happen eventually.
Wars and rumors of war are a sign of the last day
That's
in the
Matthew
book of Revelation.
24, and Matthew 24, too, sure.
And so in Newsweek magazine, the report came out a few days ago. Russia state TV discussed nuclear strike, guess where? On Yellowstone National Park, on the volcano there. Have you heard that, Mondo?
Absolutely.
Wow.
Absolutely.
Wow.
You know, you're looking at two giants in the game of war making threats that are going to be very costly, not just to the nations financially, but in people's lives.
Well, they talked about on this broadcast that I have quotes here about awakening that volcano with a bomb.
Absolutely.
And that volcano, they've said if it ever goes off in Yellowstone, it will destroy half of America.
Yeah.
Put us into an ice age.
Ice age, that's right. You know that, Doctor.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So we're facing a lot of things. And, Doctor, I'm trying to get healthy because I want to be able to sort of survive during these troubled times. You are a doctor to many preachers. I'm not the only preacher that you treat, right?
Correct.
We can't name their names.
I treat a lot, right? I treat a lot of preachers.
A lot of famous preachers, evangelists,
you really prophets,
yes,
apostles,
really,
you name it.
You
yeah.
have. And you've got to help keep those guys alive to preach the gospel.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And so many had died lately. There's death of famous
COVID
people.
COVID took out a lot of great Pastors, really teachers, good. Preachers, yes. evangelists. Absolutely.
All the heads of Christian television have died within the last few months. I could name them all, but I
won't. A lot have. You're right.
And Pat Roberts and I are the only founders
right.
of Christian television left alive. And I thought I had a stroke 2 years ago, and I thought
it's
I would never preach
now.
Again. Was it 3 years ago? I thought I'd never preach again.
And you're still here.
I'm back on television.
Amen.
And I'm more determined today to stay
Praise
alive.
God.
But I'm trying to explain to people. I depend on this doctor to help me stay alive. There's good medicine. The Bible talks about good medicine, doesn't it?
Yes, and especially our best medicine is our food. And that's why I wrote a book years ago, Let Your Food Be Your Medicine, which, by the way, Hippocrates said around 400 B.C. And again, one of the greatest Greek physicians that ever walked the earth was Hippocrates. We take the Hippocratic Oath as doctors. But our food is the key. And unfortunately, here in America, so many people are eating the wrong foods, the foods that taste good. They're being led by the flesh.
That's right.
And being led by the flesh. That's Guess what the flesh craves? It craves sugar.
Sugar.
It craves ice cream. It craves French fries. It craves pizza. It craves cookies and cake and all the processed food that tickle the five senses. That
How many are concerned about diabetes? Not diabetes, but diabetes. You say Alzheimer's is type 3 diabetes.
Yes,
is that right?
Because these foods, and you're exactly right. Alzheimer's is typically type 3 diabetes or insulin resistance of the brain. But there's actually six causes to Alzheimer's. There's six major causes to Alzheimer's most people don't realize. There's inflammatory triggers. Yes, inflammation triggers Alzheimer's. Why does it trigger Alzheimer's? Because when our brain and body's inflamed by eating bad food, sugar, fried foods, hydrogenated fats, even wheat, our wheat is inflammatory.
Right.
So let's just start with simple things. How bad is sugar? America's just gone sugar crazy. You told me we eat about, 60 pounds or something?
The average American consumes about 100 pounds of sugar per year.
What?
Per person. The average American, about 100 pounds.
I'm running out of time today, and I've talked too much about the news and all, but I want to let you know that you need to be ready for what's coming. You're going to have to take care of your own health.
Right. Yes.
And I hope you have everyone a doctor. If I were you, I have your whole library, by the way.
Praise God.
I love all your books because you help me so much.
It's a library.
And I want
There's going to be a lot more.
Listen to me.
At least 30 more books coming. At least. Minimum.
Wow. Boy, you're going to live a long time.
I'm going to live a long time. I have to get the word out.
Amen. You have to, Don.
But that's why I'm not worried. I'm going to be around writing books.
I believe this is Jim Bigger's opinion. I believe this is the greatest book on a healthy brain, reversing and reducing your risk of dementia and Alzheimer's. I want to ask you in the audience, now listen to me. How many have thought about Alzheimer's and just don't want to get it? Raise your hand if you just don't want to get Alzheimer's.
Who hasn't thought about
Amen.
It?
What
Amen.
About the rest? Come on.
I mean, really, it's had to cross your mind.
That's everybody.
As
Amen.
You age. I mean, it has to cross your mind.
Well, especially
but
when
everybody worries about it.
You know, Don tells people they need to get this blood test.
Yes.
What we've heard back from people, they go, well, I just don't even want to know.
That's right.
And the reason,
but a lot of people don't want to know, Mary.
Well, the reason they don't want to know is because they have believed there's no cure or nothing you can do about it, and you're doomed, so you might as well not even know about it and just go in blindly. That's not the case anymore.
No, it's not.
You can do things.
We can manipulate that gene.
I want everybody to know there's hope.
Yes.
To prevent and help you avoid Alzheimer's
dementia. And Alzheimer's.
It's a great fear. I think it's probably the number one fear in America.
But Don starts out the book, forgive me for saying Don, but Dr. Colbert starts out the book in 2 Timothy 1:7. He starts out with a scripture verse. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind.
Amen.
Now, if you want a sound mind, yes. do this book. I'm promising. I'm living this lifestyle right now. It is so exciting. It is so exciting to know what to do. The answers yes. are right here
exactly.
in this book
and
that the people, Lord has instructed you yes. to give us.
Because you and Jim had the exact same
gene. And I yes. have the gene. I have the single mutation.
But
of the
we
Alzheimer's
had our
gene.
First yes. blood test
right.
where we asked for
right.
to give us our test on whether we had the gene that
okay,
what do you make
the Alzheimer's
faster?
Yeah,
yeah.
And again, so many people are afraid. I don't mm-hmm. want to know if I have the Alzheimer's gene.
Right.
Well, I found out about 20 years ago I had it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I, of course,
now you have the same gene
yes,
that I have.
APOE34, you have the same gene. But mm-hmm. again, that gene is the minor Alzheimer's gene. Mm-hmm. There's the major Alzheimer's gene, which is the APOE4.
Mm-hmm.
And that gene puts you at an even higher risk.
Yeah.
Average risk, if you have the APOE3/4, which
right.
we have,
right.
30% risk of developing Alzheimer's.
Mm-hmm.
If you have the APOE4/4 gene, yes. you stand greater than 50% chance. If you have neither gene, you only stand a 9% risk. But still, after age 85, most everyone stands about a 50% risk of Alzheimer's. If you're 85 or older.
Oh, I'm almost
now,
there.
If you're 65, typically there's only about a 5% risk of Alzheimer's at 65, unless you have the gene. Now, we have learned that we can manipulate the gene.
Now, look at that.
And I learned this years ago.
Yeah.
And so I have been living a fasted lifestyle for years. By the way, intermittent fasting is the best way to literally snuff the gene
really?
Out. Even though it may have been lit, you can snuff out. You know, you light a fuse. And when you want to, especially if people are blowing up dynamite, they light that fuse, and then they get away as far as they can. Well, the Alzheimer's gene is like a fuse lit, but
yeah.
we learn how to literally snuff out the lit fuse. And the way to do it, number one, is change your diet.
That's it.
Now, again, the flesh is hard to conquer
yes.
the flesh, but we don't just conquer it. We crucify it
yes.
daily, according to Galatians 5:24.
Mm-hmm.
Those that are Christ, well, are you a Christian? Yeah. Have you accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Well, you're a Christian. Those that are Christ have crucified their flesh with their passions and lusts. How often? Once a month, once a week, we go to church. No, every single day.
Every day.
And what you do is you get up in the morning, you say, I'm going to crucify my flesh. I'm going to drink my coffee, put a little Stevie in here. I'm going to fast for 14 hours. If you have the APOE4 gene, you need to fast for 16 hours.
Right.
Why?
Because yeah.
when you are fasting, here's what's happening, guys.
I read that again last night.
When you are fasting, it unleashes the most powerful healing process in the body. Jesus said in Matthew 6, he says, when you pray, he says, when you give, and he says, when you fast. We are expected to fast, yet very few Christians fast. But it unleashes the most powerful process in the brain I've ever seen. And I encourage all my patients to do intermittent fasting, because when they do, here's what happens. Your body goes into a self-cleansing mode, or your brain goes into a self-cleansing mode. Just think of your self-cleaning oven. We used to have those old ovens, and I remember when I was a little boy and my mom would be cleaning the oven, she'd take all day Saturday, and she'd clean out that black gook that collected in there. Well, about in 80 or something, she got a self-cleaning oven. And that thing, she was so happy because she never had to clean that oven out again.
Have those chemicals,
oh,
you
yeah.
know.
And that black gook was caked in there and crushed. You'd take a knife and scrape and mm-hmm. use all kind of Dawn and stuff back then to get all
oh, yeah.
that tar and junk
That's
out of there.
Right.
Well, what happens in our body when we're doing intermittent fasting? You
mm-hmm.
only have to fast for about 14 to 16 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Our body goes into a state called autophagy,
yes.
where we start to break down abnormal cells,
mm-hmm.
Abnormal proteins, and abnormal mitochondria,
mm-hmm.
and it recycles the cellular components to make new cells, new mitochondria, and new proteins, so that literally we have more brain energy. See, the brain and the heart are two organs that have more mitochondria, energy factories that produce ATP, cellular energy, than any other organs in the body. When we restore our mitochondria, all of a sudden, the brain starts firing. It cleans them out just like that self-cleaning oven. But in autophagy, it's eating up that old black tar that, like, correct corrodes in the stove or oven.
Right.
Well, it's doing that in our brains. It's burning out and getting rid of all these abnormal proteins and toxins and beta amyloid and tangles. It starts to clear that trash, cellular trash, out of the brain. Now, here's what else it does. That's exciting enough.
That really
but
is.
Here's what else it does. It causes our brain to produce a protein called brain-derived neurotrophic factor. This protein is like, you know how Miracle-Gro we put on plants and makes these gorgeous big ripe tomatoes.
I love to make
and
things
beautiful
grow.
Spinach. It's just amazing when you see plants grown in Miracle-Gro and plants grown without it. The difference is mind-blowing. Well, that's I want to paint a picture for you, church. When we fast, we unleash this chemical, our brains start producing a protein called brain-derived neurotrophic factor. This is just like Miracle-Gro for the brain. Is we start to grow, and I want to tell you something. Yes, the brain is able to undergo plasticity, which means the brain is able to grow and repair itself and regrow new brain cells, repair old brain cells, and regrow new synapses, axons, and dendrites. So when we have adequate amounts of this brain-derived neurotrophic factor, our brain is undergoing plasticity or regeneration. Now, so we are in a regenerative state.
Now, isn't that amazing?
It
People
is.
Did not know that the brain could actually
We discovered heal. That in the 1990s, yet no one has taken advantage of this. And one of the most
the
powerful ways to do it
is not
through
being communicated.
Intermittent fasting.
Well,
you're going to be back tomorrow, so I'm going to try to get deeper into this. But I want everybody that didn't order the book yet to get this book and... You have product that you develop.
Yes. Let's talk
and,
about that.
Do you
I
take your own product?
Do you Absolutely.
Yes,
I'll take my
I do
product.
Too.
Jim?
Yes,
we
she did. Does.
We all do.
I
we
used
all.
To have this one protein. I used to have it real high in my brain. It was homocysteine. I learned about it years ago.
Let's talk about
Now, homocysteine is an amino acid we all have in our bodies and we all have in our brains. This amino acid, unfortunately, is very toxic to your brain. And what happens is this starts to accumulate, usually at a younger age, but as we get older, it really accelerates.
Now, young people don't want to do anything.
Well,
to
they
help
don't
with
have to, and the reason they don't have to generally is because they have optimal levels of hormones. Hormones cover a multitude of dietary sin, and they protect the brain. When you have a female with a lot of estrogen, estradiol, and or testosterone, those are powerful hormones that boost brain-derived neurotrophic
factor.
But
when do you need to start worrying or start
50,
taking care of your brain?
At age 50, those hormones take a nosedive in most every woman and every man.
That's
Lori,
right.
You know that.
I know.
When
Doc,
those take a nosedive, women all of a sudden say, they start at night to throw the covers off with hot flashes, night sweats, and all of a sudden they get grumpy, guys, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And men, you know what happens to you. That testosterone dies, and all of a sudden they look down, and they have no more ability to have erections very poor erections.
Mm-hmm.
Or they have no drive, and their estrogen goes high. Now, again, estrogen protects a man's brain, but what has happened is my men post-50 are usually their estrogen levels are higher than their wives. I just had a guy last week.
My.
And it was so funny. He's a big old guy. He had no testosterone. The wife's testosterone was much higher than his, and his estrogen was much higher than hers.
Wow.
And my women, so that we don't boost breast, we don't want to open the can of worms of breast cancer, so I don't put my women on much estrogen. I don't like estradiol. Mm-hmm. I'll use estriol that's actually brain protective, but even better is testosterone. You say, wait, you put your women on testosterone? Yes, because you know what it does to the brain? Amazing for the brain, even for my women. It causes the brain to produce, again, that powerful protein, brain-derived neurotrophic factor. Mm-hmm. It prevents brain shrinkage. Church, brain shrinkage is Alzheimer's. Just picture a grape becoming a raisin.
Mm.
Just that is what is happening to the brain without adequate testosterone. Now, in a woman, when I put her on testosterone, it protects them from breast cancer. They don't get feeble. It keeps them with strong bones, strong muscles, strong brains. And it decreases inflammation, and it boosts that Miracle-Gro of the brain.
Our time's almost gone today. I want people to get on the phone and order your book and the products that you've developed.
Yes. Now let's talk about
Ronald Reagan, one of my favorite
Ronald
presidents. I've been in his house. I've been in
Praise
his office.
God.
I've been with him a lot.
Amazing.
I helped elect him a president when I was on top, and that's one of the things.
Praise
that
God.
They
I'm
hated.
Glad you did.
But he died of Alzheimer's. He was a vegetable at the end, I was told.
Really
could
sad.
You think you could have helped him?
If I could have caught him in time, absolutely. If we can catch Alzheimer's in mild or moderate, we can usually stop it or reverse it. Wow. That's what I'm excited about.
So okay, I want everybody
product, Jim. Let's talk about
how
this.
Many here have the book yet? Anybody here have
okay,
the book?
Good.
Oh,
okay.
Several in the audience have the book.
Get it out and read it again and keep going through
oh,
it.
Oh, Lori is reading it to
it.
Me last night.
I'm reading it.
She loves this book.
Well, yeah, because like, it's just I just
so much information,
so
guys.
So much information. Everything's in there. If you just follow it,
it's really detailed.
And
I don't know how you do this.
Well, again, I get an unquenchable thirst.
Yeah.
And then the Holy Spirit helps me break it down and dumb it down where even my little grandsons can understand it.
Good.
And so he's given me that ability. I can take something very complicated and make it simple by the power of the Holy Spirit in me.
I want everybody to order the book and the three products that I'm taking now.
Back to the book on page 26, Don. You talked about how you have the gene. And we found out that, you know, genetically that Jim has the gene, I have the gene.
We'd be hopeless right now if we didn't have this book.
Yeah. If we
would.
But now you have hope. Praise God. You're right.
You don't want to find out if you have the gene if you don't know how to solve it.
Yeah, right. Because it's all right here. The answers are literally
we got the
in
answers
the book,
in there.
You have to do it. That's the thing.
And share it with your doctor because he won't know
So when
this.
You're going to get your blood tested next time, check if you have this gene.
You ask
what do we
for
ask
it?
For, doctor, when you
the
have your
Apo
blood?
The Apo-E gene test. Real simple. Apo, A-P-O-E, as a letter E, like elephant, gene test. That's it. Or you can get your 23andMe, and you can run it through a genetic genie and find out if you have it. And also get the homocysteine level. Homo, H-O-M-O, cysteine. C-Y-S-T-E-I-N-E level.
Now,
you did our
blood work last month. When we do a Dr. Don test, there's a lot of vials of blood.
There are. And so it is amazing how invariably.
You need to eat a hamburger afterwards.
As a doctor, when you're taking all that blood.
Get some red meat.
Do you want every doctor to look? Because you just can read our bodies with
Jim,
the blood, right?
There's key tests we need, especially for memory loss. I have to know what their hemoglobin A1C, their long-term sugar is. I have to know their inflammatory marker, their hsCRP. I have to know what their liver tests are. I have to know what their B12 level is. But I have to know especially their ApoE gene test and their homocysteine level. Mm-hmm. But all this is critically important. I need to know their testosterone level. I need to know estradiol level. Mm-hmm. I need to know their thyroid test. Mm-hmm. All of that's critical for the brain. Mm-hmm.
Okay? But I want you to have a good brain. But I'm telling you, you want to save your brain, people.
Yes.
You want to be able to, you know, your mother was sound of mind.
Mm-hmm. She was.
You know, her body kind of got weak in the end, and she's 80-some years old.
Right.
But I'll tell you what, in the last days, we need to minister.
Yeah.
We need to help each other. You're going to have to help your whole family. So we need to be strong. I want everybody that didn't order the book to order it today. It's going to come right to your house, right from Don and Mary's office.
All right. So, Don, will you help us explain these three products that we take every single day?
Well, there's three. And again, I developed these because, number one, so many people can't focus. They can't focus in. That's one of the first signs we see. They have poor brain energy or spark. Their brain's not sparking. They do
we
not have
our
spark.
14-year-old grandson on this.
Right?
Yes, it's great for ADD, ADHD, too. But here's
so
what
this
I did.
Is a powder. This is called Brain Zone Focus.
This is the focus. Now, this I put in D-ribose. D-ribose is a 5-carbon sugar, so it tastes sweet, so don't freak out and say, oh, my gosh, it's full
so
of sugar.
Good.
But the sugar in it is D-ribose, so it doesn't raise your blood sugar.
Right.
It energizes the brain and the heart.
But
it helps to produce
sweet.
ATP or the energy. It energizes the brain. Number two, when I put in it, was pantothenic acid. Pantothenic acid is B5 that supports adrenal function. And again, it helps us focus in, as well as N-acetyltyrosine. It's an amino acid that boost norepinephrine levels that help us focus. Mm. And I put green tea extract, which also boosts norepinephrine and helps us focus. Mm-hmm. And I put in alpha GPC, which produces the memory neurotransmitter acetylcholine. You say, well, why'd you put all that in there? Because all of those together enable you to focus, mm-hmm. enable your brain to literally hyper-focus, mm-hmm. and it energizes the brain. Now, one caveat, real important, a lot of women may have to start with a half teaspoon because these are nutrients that literally increase norepinephrine, which is that neurotransmitter that can also sometimes speed the heart rate up. So can green tea. It's got a little bit of caffeine, not much, just a little bit. So start low, go slow. Women, start with a half a scoop. Men, you probably need a full scoop. If you're a little man, just start with a half scoop. Mm-hmm. Put it in water, stir it up. It will be sweet mm-hmm. because of the D-ribose. It's not sugar. It's not neutralization. So not artificial sweet.
I just put it in some cold water.
Perfect.
That's a small little glass.
Yeah.
And I think my brain is
sharper.
Oh,
yes, in a few weeks.
Yes, okay. Absolutely. Now, okay, one caveat too. Take it in the morning, early afternoon. Don't take it at night unless you want to do housework all night.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Okay, so
I don't take it at night because I need to sleep.
Now you take it in the morning. Okay, so secondly, we have the capsules, the brain zone capsules.
Basic. Now, let me explain the basics.
Now, get your calls in before the phones get all jammed up here. They probably are. But that's $119 for the book.
For the full package. And the full... That's right. That's for the complete package where you receive the book, Healthy Brain Zone book, along with the three supplements, the Brain Zone Basic Capsules, the Brain Zone Focus Powder supplement, and then the Brain Zone Advance. And that's for $119.
I beg people to give a try.
Yes.
And read the book.
Yes.
Get that book in your house.
Do it.
And read it and read it and read it because... You won't understand it all the first time you read it, but you will. Lori, I mean, she loves this book. I mean...
Well, it'll save your brain. It will save your brain.
Well, we're working,
if you follow...
How many want to save your brains?
Yes, amen.
So if. Now, there's a big if.
Praise God. Let's do it together.
Okay, nothing in these products will interfere with medications.
Right, correct.
And drugs.
Okay, what is the other two bottles?
Okay.
Quick, we're running out of time.
The other two
totally
are,
safe.
Number one, the Brain Zone Basic. This is designed to lower that toxic amino acid that's high in most of my patients, homocysteine. Now, your doctors won't realize it, but guys, if your homocysteine is 10 or greater, it's too high. If you have Alzheimer's gene, the APOE4 gene, you need to get it down below 7. So again, your doctors will read it, and we can show it in the next show if you want.
We'll show mine.
But again, oh, your doctors won't know this. And they'll say, even though your level is 14 or 15, many times the normal 0 to 19.2, or I just had a lab, 0 to 22.3 was normal. And yet the lady's level was 18. I told them, your brain is in an inflammatory state. But what this does, it's designed to lower homocysteine. What it has in it is the active form of folic acid. You say, why not put the regular folic acid, the inactive form? Because 40% of Americans cannot convert the inactive form to the active form.
Okay.
So they're the ones that's really going to have a problem. It has the active form of B12. It doesn't have the inactive form of the cyanocobalamin. It has the methylcobalamin, 1 milligram a day. And it has the pyridoxal 5-phosphate, or the B6. It has the riboflavin 8-phosphate, and it has the trimethylglycine. All of these help to lower the homocysteine level.
Okay.
It works, but it takes 3 to 6 months to do it. So be patient. You got to check it usually in at least 6 months. The last thing it has curcumin or turmeric in it.
Okay, excellent.
Curcumin and turmeric helps to rid the brain of beta amyloid and the tangles that accumulate as we age. Our brain produces from inflammation beta amyloid. Now, Brain Zone
Now, people have to understand, Don has been spending hours and hours and hours of research combining these products.
Yes. Months and years.
Months.
I've been researching this for since my dad.
Do you have your mother on this stuff?
Yes. Absolutely.
How old is she now?
She's 87.
Turning 88.
She'll be 88 later this year.
And she's
doing amazing.
Doing
I talk to her every Sunday night.
Oh, she's a miracle.
Okay. All right.
We're going to talk about
the
that
other bottle.
Brains
show.
On Advance.
Now, explain
this is my favorite.
Okay.
Brains on Advance.
Right.
Brains on Advance contains these powerful nutrients that boost brain-derived neurotrophic factor. Some people say, I can't do fasting. I can't do exercise. I can't sleep on my side. I can't decrease my stress level. I can't take testosterone or estrogen. All of these boost brain-derived neurotrophic factors. So there's natural things we can do, and supplements that can boost the brain-derived neurotrophic factors, including the 7-8-dihydroxyflavone. This is an important flavone that boosts that important brain-derived neurotrophic factor, as well as low-dose lithium. Mm-hmm. And I also, it contains lion's mane mushroom that boosts the other powerful brain nutrient that boosts brain cells called nerve growth factor. When your nerve growth factor is raised, the brain starts to learn like you did when you were young again.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
It starts to rewire the brain.
It's amazing.
And I want you to order this right now. I want you to go to www.jimbakershow.com.
Yes.
And you can order there, and they can get a discount,
right? Absolutely. You're going to use the promo code PTL. So you're going to use that promo code PTL at the checkout, and you're going to receive 10% off your order. It's very easy. You can go there on our website, jimbakershow.com, to see each individual items or the package offers that we have available. Use that code PTL to receive 10% off your order. We now are able to take your calls as well by calling us directly at 1-888-988-1588. When you're on the phone with the operator, make sure you mention the code PTL, and there you'll also receive 10% off your order when you call our toll-free number, 1-888-988-1588.
Write it down right now, because my time's gone. I want you to call after we go off the air, because everybody wants to call while we're on the phone, while the number's on the screen. You need to just call 1-888-988-1588. And tune in tomorrow. I'm going to have Dr. Don and Mary back with me. God loves you. He really does. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you. God bless you. We love you guys.
Thank you for watching today's program. We need your support now more than ever. Call us today, 1-888-988-1588. That number again is 1-888-988-1588. Or you can make your donation and order of other products online at our website, jimbakershow.com. Thank you for your continued prayers and financial support. It's because of partners like you that we can continue to broadcast the gospel of Jesus Christ around the world. Now's a good time to visit our website at jimbakershow.com. Here you can find today's show offers, clearance items, and great deals. You can read our daily news feeds, sign up for our email lists, and so much more. It's a great place to catch up on recent programs and take a look back at episodes dating back to our early years at Morningside and Studio City, featuring great music, incredible guests, and in-depth teachings. Log on to our website today at jimbakershow.com.
I want you to join me at the Ready Now Expo here at Morningside USA. It's going to run from Wednesday, March 29th through Friday, March 31st. This event will be live in person, as well as we're going to live stream it to your homes. But I want you to be here. This is one of the most important events of our lifetime.
Absolutely.
I believe with all my heart that we're on the brink of possibly World War III. Remember, it's Wednesday, March 29th through Friday, March 31st. And I want you to be here. We're preparing here at Morningside. It's time for you to be prepared in your house. The Bible says a fool sees trouble coming and doesn't prepare. Well, it's time to prepare. God loves you. He really does. I'll see you there.